Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, October 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This is all heartbreaking, but I needed to be here.
Fans in shock over Liam Payne's death, and safe access zones around centres providing abortion services come into effect. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, One Direction star Liam Payne has died at the age of 31. The singer fell from the balcony of a hotel in Argentina where he'd been staying with his girlfriend. Police say he had extremely serious injuries and pronounced him dead at the scene. Fans, including this woman, held a candlelit vigil outside the hotel in Buenos Aires.
I'm completely broken. All of this is part of my childhood. I grew up with his music, with the band. All I can think of is the happiness it gave me when I was younger. This is all heartbreaking, but I needed to be here.
The widespread consumption of pornography is fueling high levels of violence against women and girls. That's according to a new report by the Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute. The report, commissioned by Women's Aid, focuses on the nature of porn, its consumption, and its impact on gender equality, sexuality, and gender-based violence. It found 90% of scenes in mainstream porn involve aggression. Ruth Breslin, the director of the Institute and one of the co-authors of the report, says the aggression is almost always directed towards women.
In scenes, we have some very good research that says that 9 in 10 scenes contain aggression. In almost all cases, that aggression is directed at women. But women are shown then to respond neutrally or with pleasure to this aggression. And we just saw content that involved child sexual abuse material, involved image-based sexual abuse, content featuring teenagers, content featuring incest.
The Middle East, Ukraine and migration are high on the agenda at an EU leaders' summit in Brussels today. Taoiseach Simon Harris will reiterate Ireland's call for a review on the EU-Israel Association Agreement. From Brussels, News Talk's Eamon Torsney reports.
Once again, conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate proceedings at a meeting of EU leaders in Brussels. Taoiseach Simon Harris will engage with other member states with UNIFIL troops in Lebanon to ensure peacekeepers are fully protected. It follows yet another attack by the Israeli military, this time at a UNIFIL watchtower. Meanwhile, even though the Taoiseach acknowledges there isn't majority support in the EU for a review of the association agreement with Israel, he will still press the case for this to happen. In the other major conflict in the headlines, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will present his victory plan to EU leaders. They'll discuss the conflict in all its dimensions, including how to strengthen the energy sector and other critical infrastructure heading into yet another winter in the conflict with Russia. Migration will also be discussed at a time when a number of member states are looking to formulate their own responses to the increase in the number of people looking for asylum. Ahead of the meeting, Taoiseach Simon Harris said, "We need a secure and fair Europe that recognises the benefits of legal migration while also being equipped to deal with irregular migration."
Israel's ambassador to the UN says his country remains committed to ensure aid reaches those who need it in Gaza. The US has warned Israel it must take steps in the next month to improve the humanitarian situation or face potential restrictions on US military aid. Addressing a UN Security Council meeting, Danny Dannon accused Hamas in making the delivery of food and other aid to Gaza extremely difficult.
Hamas has weaponized the humanitarian situation, exploiting every opportunity to strengthen their hold while their own people suffer. This makes it incredibly difficult to ensure that the aid reaches its intended recipients. Israel remains committed to working with our partners to deliver humanitarian assistance.
There could be more good news today for those with tracker mortgages. The European Central Bank is again expected to cut interest rates by a quarter of 1% when it meets later. That's despite some signs of weakness in the Eurozone economy. If it does happen, it'll be the second consecutive monthly cut and the third this year. Economist Austin Hughes says it would be widely welcomed.
All the signals coming from Frankfurt are that the ECB will cut rates by a quarter percent again. I think it's a little bit of a surprise to many in the ECB. They felt that they wouldn't cut until December. But since the September rate cut, we've seen very low inflation.
Safe access zones come into force today at locations providing terminations of pregnancy. It legally protects women seeking abortions from unsolicited influence, intimidation and pressure within 100 metres of their GP, clinic or hospital. Alan Cantwell has more.
The law ensures that people who access termination of pregnancy services can do so in safety and with dignity without fear of influence or intimidation. Within safe access zones, certain conduct aimed at impeding access or influencing decisions in relation to these services is now a criminal offence. Anyone prosecuted for the offence and found guilty may face fines and/or imprisonment. The legislation contains a requirement for a Garda warning as a precursor to the commission of an offence. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, said getting to this point has been a long process with extensive engagement with a range of stakeholders.
Students say the government needs to do more to support them as they prepare for a countrywide demonstration today. The Union of Students in Ireland has organised a national student walkout to highlight issues facing those in third level education. These include the lack of accommodation, fees and counsellor to student ratios. University of Galway Students Union President Fáinne Gonal explains why the demonstration's happening.
Our main kind of goal with this walkout is to show the government that students do have a voice, students aren't afraid to use it, and they can organise and get together and do powerful things. Some of our main asks are to kind of end the precarious situation students are in, a permanent reduction in fees, increasing PhD stipends, things like that, just to improve the general situation for students.
And in sport, in Gaelic Games, Connacht and Leinster have been confirmed as the first two provinces that will trial potential new rule changes to Gaelic football. The squads for all four provinces were revealed last night, with the likes of Stephen Cluxton, James McCarthy and John Small on the Leinster panel. Connacht's squad contains the likes of Aidan O'Shea, Donny Smith and eight players hailing from All-Ireland finalist Galway. All-Ireland champions Armagh account for nine members of the Ulster squad and they'll play Munster in tomorrow evening's second match at Croke Park. The losers of both ties will meet in Saturday's first match, with the winners squaring off to close out the big experiment. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.